It's time for the Rich Paul Show on WJR. You know, planning for retirement and your financial future can be a challenge, but you can make the process easier. That's why Rich Paul and Steve Paul are here. They're certified financial planners with a more than 30-year track record of success. They've been featured in Money Magazine, Kiplinger, Newsmax, and TheStreet.com. Rich is the author of The Baby Boomers Retirement Survival Guide, a bestseller on Amazon. And remember their most recent bestseller, The Auto Worker's Guide to Lump Sum Pensions. So get ready. After this quick commercial, the show will begin. This is The Rich Paul Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome into this week's edition of The Rich Paul Show with Steve and Rich Paul, certified financial planners at R.W. Paul & Associates, hanging out with me talking investing, finance, and retirement here and serving you in the Michigan area. Get yourself onto the calendar, come in for that complete planning review, no cost or obligation at 248-305-9911. You can visit them in Novi, Troy, or Ann Arbor. They got an office in those locations, but they're serving all of Michigan. You can also do the virtual thing if you'd like by giving them a call again at 248-305-9911. You can call or text to get started with that complimentary complete planning review or stop by the website at rwpaul.com. Welcome into the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Steve? What's going on? What's
happening? I'm hanging in there. It's been a long week. Stock market's been crazy. Crypto, 50% downturn. I was looking at my wife last night. We're watching the news. Uh-huh. And I actually said to her, I don't think this week could get any crazier. And then the next segment on the news is, there's aliens, UFOs are everywhere. It's like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. Couldn't that just be a 2022 thing? Give us a break.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Actually, I'm getting tired of hearing about UFOs. It's like, all right, then they're out there, whatever. Yeah, so I don't know what to think of that. But
yeah, it's like, well, why don't they come by? It's like, have you seen the mess that we're in? They don't come by. They roll their windows up and keep going.
And they keep on. Now we'll pass. We'll look for another planet.
We'll go to someplace else. Exactly.
Somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a great point you brought up, Steve. The market's been all interesting. Obviously, inflation numbers, those came out. We touched on that a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the tax proposals and things going on here on the next segment. But yeah, I mean, just use your eyeballs. Inflation is up, right? Gas is crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about it last week, you know, CPI and all that and the core index. But just some examples. I mean, you know, we said, you know, gas May of last year was $1.77 average. Today it's $3.04.
Yep.
Well, that's better than a 50% increase across the board on gas, and then another one's lumber. If there's a measurement, it's MFRB or something, but it's 1,000 board feet. It was 332 in May of last year. Today it's a 1,390. It's off the charts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy smokes! And then coffee. You know, we all drink coffee. Most of us do, right? 96 cents per pound. $1.43, another 50% increase. Wheat,
wow,
$5 a bushel. $7, about 50%. Corn, $3 is now $3.19 is now $6.44, over 100% increase. Mm-hmm. Copper, $2.33, $4.71. You know, so another 100% increase. So we're seeing a lot of increases in a lot of categories. So inflation
used
is,
cars
is with us.
Is through the roof too. You know, used cars are up because of the new car situation with all the computer chips, right? So there's a shortage on the computer chips, so they're not being able to finish the new cars. So now used cars are going up because people are wanting to buy used cars. So yeah, it's very interesting. Oh, yeah.
Basic supply and demand. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the inflation fears, it's affecting the market as well. I mean, the same people that were saying end of last year, I should have my whole portfolio in tech, are going, why do I have so much tech in my portfolio right now? Right. I mean, we preach proper diversification, and this is why. I mean, we're dealing with a volatile market. If you're in retirement, you're looking to generate income.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to have the emergency savings on hand. I mean, you want to have fixed income in the portfolio,
right,
and you don't
want
to lean heavily on tech. I mean, you want those strong dividend paying stocks, those value stocks that are doing actually very well this year. And then you look at crypto. It's kind of funny because we got a couple email questions on crypto here and how volatile it is. We say it on the show a lot. A bad day in stocks is like a bad year in bonds. Well, a bad day in crypto is like a bad year in stocks.
Right. Yeah.
It can be extremely volatile. That's what we're seeing right now. I mean, we just watched a 50% downturn. So if you were thinking, hey, I maybe want to buy a little bit of this, You know, if you're in retirement, I'm not talking about 10, 20% of your portfolio. I'm talking about maybe a percent or two, right, the casino money in your portfolio. Now is the time to possibly buy. There's a lot of growth opportunity here, especially when nobody's overly bullish right now in the stock market.
Yeah, you think of it as an alternative currency. Mm-hmm. You know, it's digital. It's a little abstract. It's a little hard to understand, but it's here to stay. It definitely is a challenge to the central bank, and no question about it. So you'll hear a lot of I'm going to call it propaganda, because it's challenging the fiat currency, because the spending we're doing is just, well, it's off the charts. I mean, we've never seen spending like we're seeing it right now. It's in the multiples of trillions. And then we've got this border issue. And I got the real numbers on that. And there was a study done by the Immigration Department of Homeland Security, Federation for American Immigration Reform, and the Institute for Defense Analysis by Yale and MIT. Now, here's the real numbers. So this is a credible source. The cost per day, about $1 billion, you know, for this open border situation that we have. Come on in. The siren call has gone out. Illegal aliens crossed in 2021, over 1.5 million. I mean, I was shocked when I was looking at these numbers. The total cost this year, and I'm rounding down, $149 billion. We're just about at $150 billion out of pocket. And the amount of illegals now in the country, 36 million.
Believe those numbers.
Yeah,
it really is.
So, well, we went from having the borders completely under control. So we talk about inflation, printing of money, and just reckless spending. I mean, Trump could barely pry a couple billion out of Congress for building this wall. And that would have been a good idea to complete it, because we're looking at the cost here. And now we're looking at tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars going out. So what's going to be the impact on that on a long-term basis? I don't know. I mean, at some point, I equated it to a family some time ago. You quit adopting kids when you can't feed the ones you have. And it's like, wait a second. At some point, I think we got to do more than put a Band-Aid on this. I mean, it's out of control.
And all that factors into the thinking for our show and the folks that are listening to our demographic. It's like, how do you plan for retirement in such an interesting, volatile time when it comes to the spending and everything going on with the markets? So one thing you do is you sit down, you have a conversation, you get on the calendar for that complete planning review, and you see how your situation is stacking up. They stress test this. They run it against different scenarios and see, you know, is it, if this happens, how are you be? If that happens, so on and so forth. So take the time, get started. It's all part of the complete planning review. There's no cost or obligation with Steve and Rich and the whole team at RW Paul and Associates. Come in today, 248-305-9911. That's 248-305-9911 to get started with your own complete planning review here with the team at RW Paul and Associates. You're listening to The Rich Paul Show. Stick around. There's more after this. We're going to talk about some of the tax proposals on the other side.
Did you know the first air-conditioned car was manufactured in 1939 by Detroit's Packard Car Company?
And whether it's going to be another hot one today, folks, well over 100 degrees for the third time this week, so make sure to stay cool.
Whew. We've all had that experience of driving around with no air conditioning, but imagine doing it every day. Unfortunately, way too many people sweat over putting together a financial plan these days. But it doesn't have to be that way. Get your version of car air conditioning by listening to The Rich Paul Show. Rich will make sure that you don't have to sweat through your retirement plan. Let's get back to the show.
Back here for more of The Rich Paul Show with Steve and Rich Paul, certified financial planners at RW Paul & Associates. Get on the calendar for that complete planning review, no cost or obligation, by calling or texting 248-305-9911. That's 248-305-9911. If you're an auto worker and you'd like to get some more information about the Auto Worker's Guide to Lump Sum Pension, stop by the website big3retiree.com. That's big3retiree.com. You can check that out as well, or just go to the main website, rwpaul.com. Again, rwpaul.com. All right, guys, so let's talk about the tax proposals, some of the things on the plate, on the docket. Let's talk through some of the different elements and how they might affect things, just in case they happen. A lot of times we think of some of these numbers and we say, well, it's not going to affect me because I don't make that much or whatever the case is. But I think that's when we get a little bit naive. Even these bigger numbers for some of the high-income earners are still going to, at some point, affect everybody, and we've been seeing some of that. So let's talk through it. First thing is on my list here is the top individual tax rate. We've heard this. So it's going to move from 37 basically back to where it was, which is going to be 39.6 if they go through with that. What's your thoughts there, Rich?
Well, I tell you, it's going up, you know, across the board, because you know that's going to be an increase. And then you look at you've got the corporate tax rates as well. And everybody think, well, they're hitting the wealthy here, but they're hitting everybody, because we were talking about it just a little bit ago, Steve, and we know that when you go from 21 to 28%, it's a 33% increase. So everybody pays.
That's for the corporate tax rate, right?
Yeah, it's going to all roll downhill. They got to recover those costs somehow. So that means we talked about inflation just a little bit ago. Where do you think cost on goods that corporations produce are going to go when their costs go up 33%? They've got to pass that along. So the whole idea, oh, we're just going to tax the rich.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then I got a bridge I'd like to show you here. Yeah. You know, so
the corporations aren't going to pay that bill.
Yeah, your $1,200 iPhone. Right. Yeah. Your $1,200 iPhone is going to be a $2,000 iPhone or whatever, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I mean, we're talking corporates going from 21 to 28 now, and then looking at long-term cap gains. I mean, those are going to almost double from 20 to 39.6.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Or even higher for what they like to call the wealthy, because you throw the surtax on there. Now you're higher than the top individual tax rate. You talk about a disincentive to invest. You know, so now you're at 43.4% potentially, and these are the same people that are paying these additional Medicare surcharges, so they're getting into the back pocket. Now, what I just read recently is because there's going to be this big market sell off, right? Because you want to get your cap gains this year,
right?
But what I read just recently, Wall Street Journal, is it looks like they're going to make it retroactive to prevent the market sell-off. You know, I'm like, oh boy, no kidding. So much for tax planning and selling in November, December, and saying, hey, I'm going to go ahead and reap some gains at the lower rate if they do that. So I just don't know. I mean, it's going to be, it's interesting times. We just don't know. It's their game board, and they can make the rules up any way they want along the way, and they are.
Oh yeah, and then you had a lot of folks saying, "Oh, well, that's not going to affect me. I'm not worried about it because I'm just gonna hold my positions. I'm not going to sell.
Right.
Eventually, it'll go to my kids. They'll get a step up in basis." No, they want to get rid of that too.
Possibly.
And for those of you that don't know what that is, basically means if you have after tax money, all the growth on that after tax money, your kids will not be taxed on it when they inherit it. They'll receive a step up in basis to the account value at your time of death. They want to eliminate that. They want to tax all that.
Yeah. Now that applies to tax. That applies to real estate, stocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a client that bought a lot of Microsoft, didn't pay a lot for it, and it's worth a lot today, a few hundred grand, and I think he's in the $2.5 million range or whatever. So that means that would have stepped up to the new basis at $2.5 million. In other words, no tax owed, no capital.
Which is amazing, yeah.
Owed, but now you lose that, and you have to pay tax at death on all of that gain, and that is a real, real big problem. And same with real estate.
Well, it's BS, because you have a lot of people that built their retirement plan around this too. It was, hey, I've got this money off to the side. I didn't build my Roths up, but I have this big non-qualified bucket over here and I don't really need it. I'm paying for my retirement with Social Security, my pension, my IRA money in the portfolio. I don't need this non-qualified piece. I'm going to be passive with it. I'm going to grow it over the next 20 years and eventually pass it to my kids.
Well,
and now the government's coming in. We're all playing their board game, like you just said, and they're changing the rules in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like when we're listening, we're thinking about the elimination of the stretch IRA and some of the things you guys were just discussing with the step up in basis. It's like they're kind of targeting generational wealth. It's making it harder and harder to create and pass on generational wealth.
Right. Yeah. Because as I said, even real estate, 100,000, you pay 100 grand for this apartment, say fourplex, and now it's worth $1 million. And now you don't get that step up. So you're having to pay tax on all of that money. And so you would think, well, geez, you could do for some of the more sophisticated folks out there, and they've done some of these what we call like-kind exchanges under the 1031 provision, where you can exchange it for another property and you avoid all the capital gains and depreciation recapture at 25%. So that same example, pay 100, sell it for $1 million, could cost you $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 to sell it. And so now they're talking about eliminating that so they can get you there as well. So they're going to either limit it, or it sounds like they're leaning toward eliminating like-kind exchanges. So that is going to put a real crimp in your ability to dodge the tax man too. So it's a big tax grab, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like you guys are busy and having to keep hopping from one foot to the next to figure out all this stuff to be as efficient as possible.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you actually mentioned the step up basis that, affecting generational wealth. That affects everyone across the board. I have a client who had $200,000 in an after tax bucket, and he's just been trying to grow that over the last 10, 12 years now, mm-hmm. to eventually pass on to his two kids. I mean, that 200 has grown to around $500,000 at this point. That's really going to affect him as well. That's not generational wealth, but that's absolutely going to affect what his kids get to inherit. And he's, frankly, a little PO'd about having to pay tax on that after building this into his plan, knowing that this is going to go tax-free for the last decade.
Well, if you haven't really considered talking to an advisor, get with an advisor on these issues, because you've got estate planning tax rules changes too, the unified credit's changing. There's going to be so many different ways that they're going to get in your back pocket. And there are some planning opportunities, and there's probably a great time to get in to see how you can pre-position with anticipation of when these changes are going to take place and how they're going to impact you on an individual basis. And get with a certified financial planner. We highly recommend that. We have a team of certified financial planners here, combined 50 years experience. Sit down with one of our advisors and let's start putting together some type of a game plan for you. And if you haven't done a retirement plan, or if you haven't come in or looked at that complete planning review process, it's a very comprehensive process helping you put your retirement in order. And never a better time to do that with all these potential changes coming your way. It's time to start checking these boxes to make sure that you have the right plan. And if you didn't, if you haven't picked up one of our books, The Baby Boomer's Retirement Survival Guide, how to navigate through these turbulent times ahead. So that's available on Amazon, bestseller. And then we also have the Auto Workers Guide to Lump Sum Pensions for those Ford workers, GM workers, Chrysler workers. Five crucial decisions you want to get right. An excellent read, available on Amazon as well, or you can actually go to our website and come in. When you come in for a review, it's something that we'll end up giving to you. So another incentive to come in. And for those that aren't with the auto workers but have this pension decision they have to make, pension versus lump sum, the five crucial questions retiree must answer. And this is a great time to make this move. Come in, sit down for that complete planning review, get informed, get a copy or two of the books that we have available to you to help you through this decision process, and make sure that you're going to have a retirement that you're going to enjoy over the next 15, 25, possibly 30 years or more.
All right, folks, so get started today. Take the action. Take 30 seconds, make the phone call right now, or send the text number. Do so safely, obviously, 248-305-9911. You don't have to have your calendar and all that stuff in front of you. Just let them know you want some help. Get some time set aside. They'll schedule a time that works well for you and walk you through the whole process. Easy to do. The complete plan review, no cost or obligation. 248-305-9911. Large company offering a lump sum pension buyout. Well, the new book, Pension versus Lump Sum, Five Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, is available from Rich and Steve Paul. You can find it on Amazon, or you can just reach out to us here on the radio program and get started today. This easy-to-read guide will help you in your decision of taking the lump sum pension versus the lifetime pension payments. Beyond that, there are other major decisions you face in retirement that this book will also introduce you to. So reach out and get your copy of Pension versus Lump Sum, Five Crucial Questions Retirees Must Answer Before Making This Decision, available on Amazon or right here on The Rich Paul Show.
Here's a question for you. Would you trust someone with your money that you've never met before? Well, of course not. And you don't have to do that, because Rich Paul and his team offer a free getting acquainted meeting where you can learn if his group is the right fit for you and your retirement. So give Rich a call at 248-305-9911 and start talking to an advisor you can trust with your future. Call 248-305-9911. Come meet us and get to know us today. 248-305-9911.
Back here into the third quarter of the Rich Paul Show with Steve and Rich hanging out with me as we're talking investing, finance, and retirement. And we're going to chat about retirement planning statistics this go around. And we've got some pretty good information here. It's kind of a national base looking at this. And I want to see how you guys are kind of seeing this relate to the local flavor when you're talking to folks in and around the greater Michigan area here, the greater Detroit area. So if you've got questions or concerns, folks, get on the calendar as we go through this stuff. Have a conversation for yourself. Get your own complete planning review underway at 248-305-9911. There's no cost or obligation to do so. You can call or text to get that complimentary complete planning review started at 248-305-9911. They've got six certified financial planners on staff waiting to help you, a whole team waiting to help you get to and through retirement. You can also check them out online, a lot of good tools, tips, and resources, and you can also book time that way as well at rwpaul.com. That is rwpaul.com. All right, guys. So again, as I mentioned, these are kind of some national statistics from across the country. So I'm going to toss them out, and then you guys tell me what you see, you know, coming into your office and when you're talking with folks, and see if it kind of holds water or if you're seeing something different here from the local standpoint. So, for example, 76% of baby boomers are not confident that they have enough saved for retirement. So basically, if you had 10 people walk in the door, guys, seven of those would say they don't feel safe or comfortable with their retirement plans or their retirement money. Is that what you guys are seeing?
Yeah, I think that's generally true. And let's just start by defining what is, in fact, a baby boomer. So that's that generation that was born between 46 and 64. And so that the boomers are getting older now. So now they're the younger age is now 57, going all the way up to 75. And 50% are now in retirement. So that's 35 million in retirement. And there was a study, I was talking to Steve about this for airtime here, and we talked about the Insured Retirement Institute annual report. And they said there's three predominant reasons that there are some issues with retirement today. And number one is too little savings. Number two is estimating or underestimating healthcare costs. And I was talking to Steve, and I said, hey, look, I walked into emergency. I said, I was there 2 hours. And I'll ask you this, because we haven't shared this with you. You got in the studio late, so it's not you missed out on this conversation. So what do you think it cost me for 2 hours in emergency, Mark? You know, any idea?
No clue.
$3,400.
Really?
Wow. Now, oh, by the way, and that I was there for medicine for the coronavirus. Guess what? They ended up giving me two Tylenol. So $1,700 each for two Tylenol, which I had a bottle of at home, but. So anyways, Medicare, the point is, what a deal. What a deal. So that's a whole nother conversation, but healthcare is expensive. And also unrealistic, especially when you get into long-term care and all of that. But the third one is unrealistic expectations of how much retirement income they're going to need.
Well, we talk about the complete planning review on the mm-hmm. on the show a lot, and really, when we take a client through that the first thing we do is we just kind of analyze the portfolio. We walk through maybe some of the mistakes they were making. Usually the reaction we get is, cool, well, thank you for showing me the mistakes I was making. Then we talk about the adjustments that we make. But the last thing that we do is we put together something we call the retirement analyzer.
Okay.
And that factors in things like healthcare. And it gives them an idea of, along with their Social Security pension, if they're lucky enough to have one, the portfolio that we built up, how we're going to generate the income that they need and keep up with inflation, which could be an issue moving forward throughout their retirement. And that's really what folks want to see. They want to know how we're going to allocate the portfolio. But you start talking about sharp beta, you're going to lose most people. They just want to see the numbers.
Right.
They want to see the numbers. They want to see what they look like in retirement with their SOC factored in, with inflation factored in, with a conservative growth rate, with a possible long-term care expense. How are they going to move through that period of time? That's what they want to see, and that's what we do in the CPR through the retirement analyzer.
Okay. Yeah, it's an excellent process to go through, no question, because it really will help you get to the bottom line of where you're at.
All right, so you guys kind of agree with that. About 7 out of every 10 boomers do not feel they are confident in their retirement savings. I'd also, another statistic here is 30% of workers say they don't know what to do with the funds in their 401k. So again, we'll go with 10 people. So 3 out of every 10 say, okay, I've got this 401k or whatever, but what do I do with it? How do I turn it into money in retirement?
So before we jump into that point, I just wanted to throw one last little point on what we were just talking about. You know, there's an old retirement axiom out there. It's called the three legs of the stool. Well, it's still applicable today, and that is, what are the three legs? Social Security, pension, private pension if you have one, and personal savings. Mm-hmm. The problem is, you know, when it comes to Social Security, the average payout is like $15,000 per year, and only 23% of baby boomers actually get to receive a pension these days, because it's all jumped over to what we call that defined contribution. That's your IRA or Roth IRA or your 401k or a deferred comp plan, or in other words, it's a voluntary contribution. It's a defined contribution. You define it. You define how much you're going to put in to that plan. The problem that we're seeing is we're seeing people underfunding their own retirement plan. So, you know, when it comes to savings, it's real simple. Most have not saved enough. In fact, 45% of boomers have zero saved for retirement, which means they got to continue working or they got to live in this box of Social Security income, and hopefully they have a pension. And so the whole idea is, so you millennials and Xers and Yers and Zers need to take note to start that savings program.
And that's what we do through the Retirement Analyzer. It's either showing someone, hey, we have built up enough. Let's protect this now. Let's make sure we don't see a 30% loss up front in retirement because you're there. Or it's, hey, we're close, but we need to increase the saving rate for the next few years to hit our target goals to move you through retirement.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to go through that analysis, because you know where, you know, you can put your thumb right on what you need to do, mm-hmm. and you can get that dialed in.
And you can call 248-305-9911 to get started. Okay, so what do you think about that statistic that about 3 out of every 10 people don't really know what to do with a 401k? They've been pumping money into it, but now what do we do with it?
Yeah, well, most people don't know that they have what's called in-service withdrawal. So at 59 and a half, you can actually move the 401k into an IRA. And it just increases your investment options because you're closer to retirement now. Typically in a 401, you have a handful of mutual fund options, which is fine during the growth phase. But as you move closer to retirement, you want to look to really protect this money and start to gear a portion of it toward income. Another thing that we see a lot is just old 401s. A lot of people forget about them. They have an old 401k and they don't know that they can move it. You separate from service before 59 and a half, you're able to move that 401k into an IRA now and again, increase your investment options. Maybe shield more, protect more for future income, or go after a little bit more growth because you just have so many more growth options within the IRA.
Yeah, it opens up Pandora's box of options. Mm-hmm. You go from, I've always said this, a typical 401k might give you 10, 15, 20, maybe even 30, maybe 40 options, but now you go to several thousand different options that you can choose to build a retirement plan or an income plan that you really can't do with the 401k, because the predominant amount of accounts in your 401k and your retirement type accounts, those types of accounts are geared toward more growth. You know, some income in there, but basically it's real hard to devise an income because now you're going to skew toward, you know, dividend paying companies. Maybe you want some guaranteed income. Maybe you want to create your own pension. There's so many different things you can do depending on how you want to structure your account. And again, your ability to sleep at night, tolerating risk. I always say you don't want to sleep with one eye open, and the retirement plan is something you shouldn't be sitting there glued to CNN or CNBC or Fox Business, whatever it is you watch on a daily basis, wondering if you're going to make it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great points for sure. We got a couple more I want to try to squeeze in before we run out of time this segment, guys. So let me ask you this next one. It says about 46% of workers leave the workforce earlier than they planned. And typically half the time for those folks is due to health issues. So to me, this kind of comes back to that question of the long-term care, the healthcare aspect. So many of us just avoid that part of the conversation, but you have got to talk about that as part of your complete planning review.
Yeah, no question. I'd say the two biggest regrets typically are, I wish I would have saved more. And the other one is, boy, I wish I would have started saving earlier, because you missed out on all those compounding periods. It's very tough. In fact, I'll even go as far as to say it's, you can't make up those compounding periods in most cases. And if you're leaving the workforce early, you know, you got penciled out because they contracted the workforce, fired, or you know, maybe it's because of a health issue.
Right.
Well, that really compounds these two issues of having saved more and started earlier. But because now your only option then is Can you make retirement work at that point, or can you re-engage and get back into the workforce? And if it's a health issue, you may be precluded from rejoining the workforce, you know, very likely. And if that's the case, then geez, if you're on the younger side, I hope you have a good disability income plan, because you're going to be living on a very restricted income, whether it's disability income from Social Security or, you know, it's going to be a tough goal from there.
That's why I say don't wait until retirement to put a plan in place. I mean, we have so many clients now that have come in 5, 6, 7 years before retirement saying, you know, if I do lose my job, going through this pandemic, you know, who knows with job security, I could lose my position. And what does it look like? Am I able to retire? Do I need to find another job for a few years? What does the picture look like? I mean, and then you talk about buyouts. We're seeing buyouts all the time, especially over at Ford. Hey, if I get a buyout opportunity, should I jump on it this time? What does it look like? What does the big picture, the retirement picture look like for me? Do I take the lump? Do I take the pension? We have so many people that are still working. They're going, I now have a plan in place. If I've offered something like that, this is exactly what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to take my lump or take my pension. I already have the numbers built out. I know my retirement looks pretty good.
That's a great point. And guys, you know, Rich, you guys have a book on that about the lump sum.
Well, actually, we've got two books, one that's specifically written for the automotive workers out there, The Auto Workers Guide to Lump Sum Pensions. And right on the front of the cover, it says the 5 crucial decisions retirees from, in this case, Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler want to get right. Valuable, valuable guide to helping you make this decision. And we go over the pros and cons both ways, you know, taking the lump sum and or taking the pension, because it is not a pat answer of, oh, just take the lump sum. That makes the most sense. And not in some cases. And you need to really kind of read between the lines here. Well, this helps you to do that. And the other one is if you're working for a non-auto company, then you want to get the pension versus lump sum. And again, you're answering those 5 crucial questions, but now it's really geared toward the general pension out there that's not auto-related. So both those books are available on Amazon, and we make those available to you when you come in for your review. All you have to do is ask, and we'll also give you a copy of the Baby Boomers Retirement Survival Guide, How to Navigate Through the Turbulent Times Ahead. And oh, I'll tell you, they're going to be turbulent. We're in for some rough water coming up here. So Amazon bestseller, and so we'll make sure that you get a copy of all 3 of those. Come in for the review. We'll load you up with a lot of information. You'll know where you stand. Let us take inventory on where you're at, and you're going to be in a lot better position than probably your neighbor for a successful retirement.
All right, folks, so if you want to get a copy of all of those books, just give a call to the number 248-305-9911. You can call or text, get yourself some time on the calendar for a complete planning review. There's no cost or obligation. It takes about an hour of your time to come in and have that conversation. Don't worry about all the details and the things that you'll need to get together. They'll walk you through that. You just have to initially let them know you need some help. There's so many things they can do at R.W. Paul and Associates to help you get to and through retirement, but none of it if they don't get the chance to know you. So reach out to them at 248-305-9911. Get a copy of those books that Rich just talked about, all 3 of those. 248-305-9911. You can call or text. You could also stop by the website if you want. I'll give you 2, actually. You can go to big3retiree.com. That's for the auto workers out there. big3retiree.com. Or stop by the main website at rwpaul.com. Again, rwpaul.com. Get started today. No cost or obligation with your own complete planning review. This is The Rich Paul Show. We're actually a little tight on time right now, so we're going to jump out and take a break. We'll come back with more after this. Keep listening to the show. Again, this is The Rich Paul Show, 248-305-9911.
How are you positioned in the current economic and market environment? Are you ready to withstand the volatility, poised to take advantage of rebounds? This current period of time might be the perfect opportunity to restructure and rebalance your portfolio. Do you realize retirement for most of us will last more than 30 or maybe even 40 years? How are you going to make sure that you're financially secure for the rest of your life? Get answers to these questions and all the important considerations you need to evaluate when it comes to your financial future by going through our complete planning review process. This is a comprehensive look at your portfolio and solutions for how to address and avoid retirement planning's most common problems. The Complete Planning Review, or CPR as we like to call it, is complimentary, so don't wait to have this critical review done. Call 248-305-9911. That's 248-305-9911. You've worked so hard to make it to retirement. Let's make sure you can make it through it as well. Ask for the free portfolio CPR. Just call 248-305-9911. That's 248-305-9911. Is your retirement plan running like a smooth 8-cylinder Corvette engine? Or is it just sputtering along from point A to point B? Reach out to Rich Paul, the leading retirement planning professional serving the Motor City and beyond, so that you can have the best plan powering you down the road to retirement.
We're going to wrap up the show this week with an email question that we get into the show from time to time. So if you'd like to submit your own questions to the program, go to rwpaul.com. That is rwpaul.com. Or just ask your question directly to the team by calling 248-305-9911. Let them know what's on your mind and that you want to talk about your financial and retirement planning situation. 248-305-9911. All right, guys. So we got a question this weekend that's from Paul over in Waterford. So if you're listening, here's your question, my friend. He says, guys, I have enough cash in the bank. I think I could get by without taking any IRA withdrawals this year, and I think I could live off my Social Security and just spend down my bank account. Would that be a good idea? Because it seems like if I did this, I wouldn't pay taxes if I went that route.
Now, you could do that, Paul, if you're listening out there. But the problem is that you may want to spend some of that IRA money. We're in a low tax environment, and we feel pretty strongly that taxes are going to go up, and it with all of this spending, and the spending is off the charts. So we see an increase coming, and it could be prohibitive. They could skyrocket, and in the best move you could make maybe would be to spend down some of the, keep your powder dry, your cash on hand, and maybe even do some investing. But be careful how you approach this. So that's really what it comes down to. It's saying, hey, where are you at here? What are the options? You know. And it's very difficult on your own to say, hey, you know, what are all the options? And unless you're talking to somebody that specializes in this type of thing. And so get with a good advisor. And I always say it doesn't have to be our firm. We're happy to work with you, but get with a good advisor to help you through this process.
It's RMD planning here too. I mean, we don't know what the size of your pre-tax accounts are, your 401k, your IRA. But if we're talking, you've built up an account of $750,000 and you're not touching it and it's all pre-tax and you're just going to let that continue to accumulate and compound year after year until you hit 72 and you have to take that RMD. Well, your RMD, it could be way more than you want it to be, and it could throw you up into a higher bracket.
Yeah.
So I suggest that, yeah, again, it doesn't have to be us, but sit down with an advisor and talk about this, because it could be a major issue down the road.
So many complexities that go into it, and we talk about that every week. So I think, you know, again, folks, do yourself a favor. Get on the calendar. You know, send an email into the show. You know, we love getting these questions in. Feel free to, you know, drop us a line. Give them a call. Let them know you just want to talk. It's complimentary, so there's really no pressure, just other than just have the conversation. Start with the 15-minute retirement ready phone call. Anybody else out there listening, give them a jingle. Start that conversation. Talk through it a little bit, and then see what the logical next steps would be. 248-305-9911. Again, there's no cost. There's no obligation, so why not? 248-305-9911. And guys, that's going to do it for us this week. Steve, good luck with your anniversary, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. They do something good. There's a lot riding on it. Rich,
appreciate
buddy.
All the advice you guys
like,
gave
where
me
did
too,
the yeah. time go? This went pretty quick.
This went pretty quick. Rich, have a great week. I'm sure you're going to try to squeeze in some golf where you can, so
just
enjoy
a little.
Yourself.
Just a little.
All right.
Everything in moderation.
That's right. And we'll do it all again next time right here on the Rich Paul Show. Reach out to the guys and give them a jingle. 248-305-9911. Stay safe, stay sane, and we'll see you in the next time.
The show has been brought to you by Richard W. Paul and Associates.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only and shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or investment advisory services to residents of any state other than Michigan. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Investment advisory services offered through Richard W. Paul & Associates, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Midwest Financial Consultants, Inc.